thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, friendly viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. In Adéa, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachata, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachata TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal, en La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SA. In Buriscal, Mora, en Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunling County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotos on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampur, Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation of the United Arab Emirates builds relief shelters for flood victims of Pakistan. In animal welfare news, a local council in England is honoured for its humane treatment of canine friends. In technology news, India announces a $45 tablet computer. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, November 12th, the birth of the great sage Baha'u'llah, the founder of the Baha'i faith, is commemorated around the globe. Baha'u'llah, whose name means the glory of God, was born in Tehran, Iran in 1817. He renounced his privileged lifestyle to help the disadvantaged and was referred to as the father of the poor. In 1852, he received a revelation from God. Baha'u'llah later announced that his divine mission was to bring about the spiritual rebirth and unity of humankind, which would lead to everlasting world peace. The Baha'i community now has more than 5 million members from over 2,000 cultural and ethnic backgrounds in over 230 countries and territories. May Baha'i sisters and brothers have an illuminating and blessed day, honoring the birthday of the noble spiritual teacher, Baha'u'llah.
News. Floods displaced Philippine residents. Officials reported on Thursday, November 10th, that torrential rains in the southern part of the nation had resulted in unexpectedly severe flooding after the Lasang River burst its banks. The inundation displaced around 30,000 people from several towns in Davao del Norte province, and hundreds of hectares of cropland were also submerged. With floodwaters reaching up to several meters deep, that inundated rice paddies and banana plantations in towns such as Carmen and Jujali. Local governments reported that they are preparing to make funds available for relief efforts. Thankfully, no injuries or fatalities have been reported. Our appreciation, Philippine officials, for your attentive care of the affected residents. Wishing everyone in the region a soon return to the regularity of day-to-day lives, as we pray that humanity's kinder regard for the environment may bring a safer tomorrow for all.
Earthquakes and volcanic activity affect East China Sea, Iceland, Peru, Chile, Spain, Russia, and USA. On Tuesday, November 8th, a 6.9 magnitude tremor rumbled the floor of the East China Sea, 215 kilometers northwest of the coastal city of Naha in Japan. Also on Tuesday, a 3.5 magnitude quake was reported in Iceland's Katla volcano region. That same day, the Geophysical Institute of Peru recorded quakes of magnitude 5.0 and 4.1 in the northern departments of Piura and Amazonas, respectively, while 27 cities and towns in Chile's Valparaíso region were rocked by a magnitude 5.3 offshore quake 72 kilometers southwest of San Antonio.
The Puyehue Cordon Calle volcano, also in Chile, meanwhile continued to spew ash reaching up to 5 kilometers high and traveling as far as 300 kilometers from the volcano. Off the coast of El Hierro in the Spanish Canary Islands, a submarine volcanic eruption that began in mid-October continued on Tuesday as well, with its explosive power being observed bubbling at the water's surface. Scientists noted that the magma from this volcano is set to emerge as a new island with volcanic rock that has formed within 70 meters of the ocean's surface.
On Thursday, a 5.1 magnitude tremor occurred off the east coast of Kamchatka in the Russian Far East. Centered 99 kilometers southeast of Petropavlovsk, Kamchatsky, it followed a quake that had shaken residents on Wednesday evening. Also on Thursday, as part of a series of rare seismic events that have mystified scientists thus far, another aftershock occurred in the U.S. state of Oklahoma, bringing the total to 32 quakes and aftershocks that have shaken the state since the previous Saturday. Fortunately, there have been no reports of major damage or casualties for any of these unsettling events.
With thankfulness for the safety of those in the affected regions, we pray that such disturbing occurrences may soon be a thing of the past through our more considerate stewardship as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
There's a fundamental illusion in the world that somehow people are separate from nature.
There isn't one living system that is stable.
Our food is becoming poison.
There's an ocean crisis that is occurring right now.
Making people realize that they are not separate from that web of life and biodiversity on the planet.
There's a real link between diet and environment.
Whereas 20 years ago there were perhaps 200 natural disasters a year, now we're facing something more like 400.
None of us want to be environment refugees.
So we're seeing effects already, but there's much more in the pipeline.
So we have tried to claim that the science is unconfirmed. They are wrong.
Everybody can give up meat.
To have a much less meat-based diet.
That is serious. I think diet needs to be addressed.
What can the European Parliament do, and the governments of the world? I suggest that they could encourage and guide people to reduce meat consumption.
One of the huge answers to our global crisis is more...
It's no longer a personal choice.
To help the environment, it's better than driving a hybrid car.
This is something that's going to affect the whole of the planet.
I think it's really beautiful and amazing that the food that heals us is also the same food that heals the planet.
Perhaps even more importantly is the impact of a vegan diet on the planet.
You know, animal farming is also the single largest source of nutrient pollution, which is extremely destructive.
80% of the area that is destroyed in the Amazon is occupied by cattle today.
Fire burning is a major contributor to the problems, and more often than not, they're clearing forests so that they can do grazing of cattle.
About only having some 97 months left in which to ensure greenhouse gas emissions reach their absolute peak. Otherwise, it may well be too late.
Biển Đông, hãy bình lặng chờ tương lai hoàn mỹ và một ngày thế giới biển đảo nguyên.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 438. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Liberian President wins re-election. As announced by the National Election Commission on Thursday, November 10th, incumbent President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has won a second term in office following a runoff election held on Tuesday. President Johnson Sirleaf, who was jointly awarded the 2011 Nobel Peace Prize for her work to establish women's rights toward participation in national peace building, affirmed her intention to form an inclusive unity government with all parties. She stated, "We are determined to make Liberia a success story. Your Excellency, our sincere accolades for your election to another term in office. May your leadership continue to serve the noble goals of Liberia in expansion and peace for the benefit of all fellow citizens."
Caring to be aware on World Vegan Month. Through fairs or simpler activities such as leaflet distributing and vegan food sampling, people across the globe have been participating in World Vegan Month throughout November. Supreme Master Television has been on location.
There are just thousands and thousands of people, and it's just so exciting that, you know, this interest in veganism is just spreading with so many people just telling their friends and getting into the lifestyle and seeing the huge sense that it all makes.
Along with reasons of protecting health and the environment, many people said that they were motivated to change their lifestyle out of respect for the animals.
Because I do not want to kill animals anymore.
I think if you're a person who loves and respects animals, I think by extension then you have to be vegan, really.
World Vegan Month activities also helped raise awareness about the often hidden cruelty of the meat, dairy, and egg industries.
The animals are treated usually very badly.
It gives you a bad karma. If you put it in your stomach, but it is nothing, it gives you energy. It costs you also energy.
I was shocked. I didn't even know anything about it. So I did a bit of research into it, and it was more of a just 100% decision. That's it. I'm going going to go vegan.
In Formosa or Taiwan, the message of compassion toward animal lives was particularly compelling.
我们现在来到台北市一家素食异国料理餐厅苏菲花园。今天为了庆祝世界素食月的到来，亚太地区知名国际连锁瑜伽企业 Pure Yoga 在这里举办了一场爱护动物、享受健康素食生活的讲座，并且邀请前猪农骆宏显先生与与会者分享他由养殖业转成有机农业的心路历程，并且告诉我们素食的重要性。
就是变成是说，你对所有的事情、所有的生物，你都会非常非常慈悲，包括你对待人。
Participants were additionally delighted to find that vegan fare is not only kind, but satisfyingly tasty.
I mean, I don't believe you. It tastes like chicken.
If you have this kind of food prepared for you every day, would you be able to be vegetarian vegan?
Yeah, definitely. It's really good.
Just tasting that cake today, knowing there's no dairy, no animal fats in it, I'm absolutely amazed, actually. It tastes great.
Good. Are you going to make a commitment today to follow a vegan diet?
I'm actually going to try it.
And I've just taken the vegan pledge. Yeah, it's World Vegan Month, and give it a go. And I've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
La fête du végétalisme vient de se terminer ici, à Lomé, au marché de Hedjanawe.
There's never been a day like this.
Congratulations, everyone who's made the life-preserving choice to be vegan, with thanks to all organisers and participants of World Vegan Month.May we all cherish our animal co-inhabitants, our lives, and the planet by bringing compassion to our tables each day.
Hear how the bluebird sings like he's never sung before. Feeling like I've got wings, flying so high I could soar. Once I was headstrong, but now I see something's changing.Rearranging immovable me.
Happy World Vegan Month. World Vegan, World Peace.
There's never been a day like this. No, there's never been a day like this. No, there's never been a day.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet.
Lowers blood pressure.
Lowers cholesterol levels.
Reduces type 2 diabetes.
Prevents stroke conditions. Reverses atherosclerosis. Reduces heart disease risk 50%.
Reduces heart surgery risk 80%. Prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system.
Increases life expectancy up to 15 years.Higher IQ.
Saves 70% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming. Uses 4.5 times less land to grow food.
Conserves up to 70% clean water. Saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply.Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year.
Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Green
Greece selects new prime minister. On Friday, November 11th, political leaders in Greece agreed on the selection of former European Central Bank Vice President Lucas Papademos as the country's next prime minister to lead an interim unity government. Reuters news agency reported that his appointment was welcomed by Greek citizens who expressed hope that he would bring calm to the political atmosphere and get the nation's finances back on track. Prime Minister-elect Papademos acknowledged both the economy and continued Eurozone membership as a top priority as he stated, "The participation of our country in the Eurozone is a guarantee for the country's monetary stability. We must all be optimistic about the final result as long as we are united. Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellency, on your new post. We join your fellow citizens in wishing you success as you step together toward harmony, dignity, and prosperity for all Greek people and your beautiful nation." Save our planet. In an effort to save stork populations, whose numbers are severely dwindling, scientists in India's Assam state appeal in November 2011 for protection of the less than 1,000 birds known to exist by asking citizens to save the trees they inhabit and regard them as they would their own children.
Save our planet. To reverse an alarming rate of deforestation due to daily firewood use, the Green Africa Foundation launches Kenya's Wangari Green Corners project with a goal of planting 5.6 million trees within 1 year of November 2011 in tribute to the late Kenyan environmentalist and Nobel laureate Dr. Wangari Maathai.
Save our planet. Some 12,000 citizens, including renowned activist Dick Gregory and climatologist Dr. James Hansen, rally the first weekend of November 2011 in Washington, D.C., USA, as they call for the government to halt a pipeline that would transport oil from Canadian tar sands to southern U.S. Gulf refineries due to its harmful effect on people, animals, and the environment.
I'm Una the Greenacucci, and this is my charming wife, Lua.
We are following a compassionate vegan diet. Today, I have a recycling tip.
Consider using t-shirts that are no longer being worn for a quilt project.
You may find common themes on them or varied colors to create unique designs.
Check online for pattern ideas. Have fun. Thank you for watching.
Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather from around the world.
In humanitarian news, the Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation of the United Arab Emirates builds relief shelters for flood victims of Pakistan. According to the Emirates news agency, foundation members have followed the instructions of President His Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan to build several camps in the Sindh region. The United Arab Emirates Army was also participating in the operation, as well as Pakistan's military and personnel of the area. our earnest thankfulness, President Your Highness Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan, members of the Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan Foundation, and all involved for extending a loving heart and helping hand to brethren in need. May many bright days be awaiting the pure-minded people of Pakistan with Allah's blessings.
In animal welfare news, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or RSPCA, honours a local council in England for its humane treatment of canine friends. Bolsover District Council of Derbyshire, England, received the RSPCA Stray Dogs Bronze Footprint Award for the second consecutive year. The distinction recognises governmental bodies for practices such as setting top priority for dogs' well-being and giving caring attention to the animals. In addition to meeting these criteria, the district also set up a dog rehoming register to help potential adopter families find their best matching companions. Congratulations, Bolsover District Council, on your wonderful award. Through humanity's responsible guardianship, may each loyal canine friend be respected and protected. Coming up on Noteworthy News, India takes steps to make the internet available to all. We'll take a moment to give thanks for the blessings of Mother Earth. Please stay tuned for more comforting news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, altruistic news for a benevolent world. In technology news, India announces a $45 tablet computer. Called the Akash, which means sky in Hindi, the color touchscreen computer was developed by DataWind Inc. It is a global provider of wireless web access products and services with branches in India. The company is producing approximately 100,000 of the new devices a month, with the price for students and teachers reduced to $35. The computer is equipped with word processing, web browsing and video conferencing capacity, and a 3-hour battery life. The Indian government envisions that making internet easily accessible is an important step to empowering the disadvantaged sector of society. Kudos, India and DataWind Inc. on this wonderful innovation. May it assist in bringing vital information to many fine citizens of the nation.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Mandarin entitled The Hikers.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Terima kasih untuk usaha mulia menuju perdamaian dunia. Ipung dari Purworejo, Indonesia.
Elevated Ipung, many thanks for your sweet message. May heaven's abundant blessings be with you and all the kind-hearted people of Indonesia.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May divine faith and compassion be your trusted guides.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As Prime Minister Manmohan Singh of India and Pakistan's Prime Minister Yusuf Raza Gilani meet in the Maldives during a regional cooperation summit. Both leaders affirm that the next round of peace talks will begin a new chapter in the history of their country's relations.
Newly elected Mayor Ed Lee of San Francisco, California, USA, the first such leader to be of Asian descent, pledges to create more jobs and further unity among all cultures.
Multi-award-winning British musician and philanthropist Sir Elton John partners with a local group in Kiev, Ukraine, to launch a charity that addresses the country's AIDS epidemic by providing homeless women with HIV testing as well as a network of assistance to renew their fulfilling lives.
Senior diplomats from Bolivia and the United States sign an agreement in Washington, D.C. that restores the two countries' full diplomatic ties, with both saying that ambassadors would be returned to their respective capitals as soon as possible.
The European Union donates 22 million euros in aid to Egypt to help small-scale farmers obtain financing to increase productivity, while it also contributes contributes 23.5 million euros to Algeria to assist the government in creating jobs for young people.
As advised by her National Security Council, Prime Minister Kamla Persad Bisesa of Trinidad and Tobago lifts a three-month overnight curfew as a step toward the Caribbean island nation's fully restored stability.
Iraq's Trade Ministry sponsors the 2011 Baghdad International Fair to enhance investments in the nation, with over 750 companies from 20 countries participating.
The Nigerian Nonprofit Development Association for Renewable Energies partners with UK-based Africa Community Trust to build houses from recycled plastic bottles, with the eco-friendly project also being powered solely by sustainable sources, such as solar energy.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.